Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, if you missed anything on the JJ and Joanne show, catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 104.3 WOMC or WOMC.com.
Okay, you guys call me out for being a strange duck many occasions, and admittedly, I'm there. I'm with you. I fully admit having my quirk-isms. But this is the weirdest thing that has ever happened on our show in the two-year history of the JJ and Joanne show. This may be take all the game. Joanne, out of nowhere, on our Zoom call, comes up and says, you guys eat scrambled eggs out of a bowl?
Now, real quick, before we get any more into this, every so often will just happen where we're kind of like, I was on my phone looking for something. JJ was doing something. Joanne's eating. And all of a sudden, just random questions happen every so often. And this is, it's not just about what's about to what we're about to talk about, but it just random thoughts pop into her head every so often. There's a lull in the conversation, and she just throws it out there. JJ and I both look at her like, what? Why would you even bring that? What is the point of bringing that up? We weren't talking about it at all. And she just looked at us deadpan and be like, does anybody else like eating eggs out of a bowl, scrambled eggs out of a bowl? And I go, I've never put them in a bowl. I've always just threw them on a plate
the
or whatever.
And the hash browns or whatever.
I never really thought about it. She's like, I like them in the bowl because of the juice.
Yeah, so I can eat the juice.
And I go, like, what?
Juice?
What the hell is juice? Egg juice? Are you not cooking them all the way?
Scrambled egg juice? There's no juice in scrambled eggs.
Explain yourself, Joanne.
Okay. And then hold on. No. We can backtrack on that. But then she says, yeah. And then to show
she's
us
like, look,
her
the
point,
egg juice. And
look,
she tips her
egg
bowl
juice.
Forward.
She dumps the bowl of egg juice onto her laptop. Almost takes us off the air.
It
pours the egg juice all over her laptop.
What is egg juice? Explain yourself, Joanne.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, the reason why I brought it up is because Eric's downstairs and I just made eggs. And he's like, you're eating them in a bowl? I'm like, yes, you know I eat eggs in a bowl. I like them better in a bowl. So I'm like, I have to see if these guys think it's as weird as Eric does. Okay. Now, to the egg juice. I don't like scrambled eggs when they get like the brown on them. Some people overcook scrambled eggs. I don't like that. I don't like them dry. Okay.
Yes.
I put a little bit of milk usually in my scrambled eggs and I cook them. They are fully cooked. Without a doubt, but they're fluffy and they're yummy and they have a little bit when I put them in a bowl at the end. There's just a tiny bit of like juice at the bottom. I know that sounds gross, but perfect to me.
Juice could possibly be like melted butter
or
that's
like
the
condensation from
well,
the bowl.
Wait a minute. I do put butter in the pan before I cook my scrambled eggs. JJ, okay. I think you just hit on something. So maybe that's where that's coming from.
I put butter in my pan when I cook eggs too, and it cooks down.
So, it usually does.
Yeah.
Maybe I just should have said
I can
butter.
See where there may be a drop, but you just pulled poured Niagara Falls out of your bowl.
You know when you, after
so
eating
much.
Your favorite cereal and there's just a little bit of the milk left and you should just take a gulp? That was about how much milk, or how about egg juice was in the bottom of Joanne's bowl and she just
whatever
tipped it forward to try to show us and it just went everywhere.
You guys, it was like a half of a dropper of juice.
It didn't sound like it.
Oh, no,
like,
no.
It looked like a faucet dripping right on.
You know what? I got to start recording these Zoom calls so we can share this with the rest of the world because I saw it. It was Niagara Falls coming out of the bowl.
It was a solid pour of juice. Yes, it was.
A solid board. Yes, it was.
It was
half a shot glass.
At least
half a shot glass.
At least
half a shot glass.
An ounce of juice, egg juice.
Yes.
Come pouring out into your laptop.
Whatever egg juice is, it's now like embedding itself. It's crawling its way through your electronics right now. Hey, good morning, JJ and Joanne. Who's this?
This is Stephen Howley. I got to come to Joanne's defense on the egg thing.
Woo! Tell me why.
I get what they call egg juice all the time out of my eggs. I put milk in them, cook them in butter, and they're done properly. Anytime that there's dry eggs, those are not scrambled eggs. Those are way overdone.
Thank you. But, couldn't agree more.
Now,
do you eat them? Do you eat them in a bowl?
No, I actually eat them on a plate.
Okay.
I haven't tried to put them in
like
a bowl.
Normal
now,
people.
If you like to put salt on them, what I suggest is red Hawaiian sea salt. It is the best on egg. Yep, red Hawaiian sea salt. It's mined out of the Hawaii red clay. And it's great on egg.
Sounds delicious. All right, good. It'll add some color to that bowl of eggs.
Well, still, he only went 1 for 2 on that. I mean, she's only 50% on his boy. Because he's like, hey, I don't put it in a bowl. Nobody puts eggs in a bowl.
Who puts it in a bowl? Right. Cereal goes in a bowl. That's what Eric said.
Soup goes in a bowl.
Well, Joanne had egg soup.
Yeah, exactly. It was so good, too. Hey, thanks for calling. Glad I'm not alone.
Yep, have a good one, guys.
Oh, you're...
You too.
Yeah.
Hey, if you missed anything on the JJ and Joanne show, catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 104.3 WOMC or WOMC.com.
I hesitate to say this, but I have said all along, Matthew Stafford is an elite NFL quarterback.
Yes, you have.
Sorry, I have been saying this for years. To all the naysayers out there, shove it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I agree. Yep. He's going to the big game.
I can't believe it.
He's going to the Super Bowl.
He goes from the Lions to the Super Bowl in a year.
A year to the day they traded him, by the way. A year to the day. Oh, my gosh. What a game.
He didn't cover the spread, though, damn
it.
He did not cover the spread, damn it. I lost money on the game. I bet on Stafford, but I didn't get the spread.
Nothing can tarnish this.
You're right. A lot going on today. JJ, Joanne, good morning.
JJ and Joanne, 104.3 WOMC.
Checking back on Styx, James Young, JY, who has been a prognosticator of football for many years, as we have explained on the show many times. So let's go back to what his take was over this weekend. There were two games, AFC and NFC championship games. He was 1 for 1. He picked the Rams over the 49ers, but he had them winning by 7 points, much closer than the 3-point game that it turned out to be.
Yeah.
Both of them were on over-under in the Cincinnati and Kansas City game was 54.5, and it was a 27-24 final. So that one just missed. And then the Rams and Niners over-under was 45.5. And that was way under 37.
Yeah, for sure. They weren't super high-scoring games yesterday. More of a defensive battle, right?
Yes.
He's 50% in the playoffs. I mean, I think he was, he picked, 2 for 2 in the divisional and 1 for 1 in the conference? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So he's still
Who's he going to pick for the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought he was 1 for 4 last week, actually. But
was he? Okay.
1 for 2, yeah. Yeah, 1 for 2 this time around. So... we're going to get into this more in the 10 o'clock hour. We got to get back to Matt Stafford, and that's a question on our Facebook page today as well. So you might want to weigh in on that. And when we get into, 10:05 or so, we're going to dive deeper into your comments about Matt Stafford.
And can I just say real quick on the Facebook page, people, Bengals, like the Cincinnati Bengals, are an ALS, not an ELS. The Bengals, ELS is like the group. You know?
Yes.
Manic Monday, Walk Like an Egyptian.
L-E-S.
Yeah, it's L. It's the Bengals.
Right.
Cincinnati Bengals is A-L-S. Okay.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes.
And I thought the announcers one of the announcers, and maybe it was Tony Romo, I don't know, but called them the Bengals as well on TV last time. I'm saying no, Bengals, not Bengals, okay?
JJ and Joanne on the Detroit Original. 104.3 WOMC.
Okay, so, you know, we don't do a sports show, but my God, over the weekend, so much to talk about. And as Jason said off the air a minute ago, Tom Brady, who we're about to talk about, transcends sports anyway.
He does.
And his wife.
I agree.
So the story comes out that Tom Brady, his retirement announcement is imminent.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then it lays there for the whole weekend with nothing. And then the family comes out and says, time out. There's been no decisions made about this.
Well, it kind of happened because I think the reports came out from Adam Schefter of ESPN, and he's usually spot on about everything.
Right.
And I think the Bucks organization was kind of like, whoa, 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 whoa. What?
He hasn't called me.
He hasn't called us. Right. So I think they had to backtrack it a little bit. And that's why his dad came on and did a show and said that there was no decision that's been made. And a couple other people have been saying it. But you haven't heard Tom Brady say that this is not his decision yet. Right. He has not come out and said, I haven't made a decision yet. This is everything's only been secondhand speculative. Tom Brady hasn't said anything yet, but nobody heard from Tom Brady. Tom Brady Senior, yes, but that's it.
So here's my guess. I think he is going to retire, but I think
they
as
just
you and I,
the gun.
Yes, and I think that JJ, as you just said in the song, I don't think Brady would ever make this announcement during championship weekend like this ahead of the Super Bowl. I don't think he would do that. I don't think he would steal the thunder of this time.
Right.
I mean, Ben did. Ben Roethlisberger came out, but Ben isn't Tom Brady. You know what I mean? It's a different
story.
But
that was no surprise. That was predicted long ago.
That's
anyway.
True.
That was
not very true.
That was always going to happen.
When the last down happened in the Pittsburgh game, everyone knew that it was done. Right.
That so was that
well, we
was
knew it before the game. Everybody was saying this is his last game.
Yes.
Right.
Going into.
So
the
I think
game.
Adam. I think Adam is going to say I wasn't wrong because I'm thinking who's losing their job? You can't do this. Like you can't come out and say that Tom Brady's retired if Tom Brady's not retiring. So he better be right. But I bet he is right, but it's just Tom wants it on his timing. That's my guess anyway. Although, who knows? Maybe to spite him, Tom will come out and go, all right, fine, I'll play one more season.
Yeah.
But I doubt
he
it.
He might. He could very well. And there was something, and I don't know the details of this. Maybe we can ask Tony about this coming up in about a half hour or so. But there was some $15 million signing bonus that came into play during the course of this, like on Friday or something. I just heard that story this morning. So. Well, it's not about the money, but as my friend, a locally famous attorney once said, you never want to leave anything on the table, ever.
True, but he'll be playing at 60 if that's the case, because someone will keep offering him money.
Could be. Hello, Detroit. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome the senior executive vice president of sports emeritus for the JJ and Joanne Show, Tony Ortiz. It's been a while,
Woo!
Tony.
Yeah,
yes, it has.
Morning.
I almost took down the sign, but I'm keeping the sign up.
Never. How dare you?
You know, that would have broken our hearts, Tony. Do you know that?
I know. I know. I love the sign. The sign is going to stay on my wall as long as it can possibly stay on the wall.
All
which
right,
means
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Boy, are we ever having a spirited debate. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Yes.
It's not a debate, actually. It's an it's a full-on argument.
Because you're such a bullheaded person.
No, I'm not.
You are out of your mind, dude. Like, you
Hi, Joanne.
Have no concept
Hi, Tony.
of who I am.
All right, hold on, please. We'll get to that in a minute, boys, all right? I've had to, like, play referee here. Can we just talk first about Matthew Stafford going to the Super Bowl and the Rams and Cincinnati going and beating Kansas City in overtime? I mean, what a weekend of football, Tony.
Weekend?
Yeah,
what a month.
Go ahead, JJ.
What a month. Yeah. What a month of football.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now, look, the first round of the playoffs were kind of boring. There were only a couple of close games, but ever since we've gotten beyond the wild card round, the games have been nothing but spectacular. You know, happy for Matthew Stafford, happy for him to get a chance to win his first Super Bowl. And look, Joe Burrow, what he's doing in Cincinnati can't be overlooked. 2 years he has helped turn that franchise around. Remember, they were the Lions a few years ago. They were the absolute laughing stocks of the NFL. Now they're in the Super Bowl. So if you're a Lions fan, you probably take more out of what Cincinnati's doing than what Matthew Stafford's doing.
Don't say that to JJ.
No. 100%. The Rams would not be in the Super Bowl without Matthew Stafford as their quarterback.
I don't know about that.
Jared, I do.
What do you think, Tony? I don't know. Tony's awfully quiet.
I'm awfully quiet because I don't know if I can completely agree with JJ.
Neither one of these two monkeys, either Jason or Tony, have been huge Stafford supporters. Yes, you like Matthew Stafford, but you have never felt like he was the elite quarterback.
Listen, folks, I want to say something real quick right now because I'm not going to speak for the rest of this whole segment. My blood is boiling so bad right now that, like, I'm flush. My palms are sweating, and I'm about to flip a chair in the studio right now. I just want everyone to know out there how pissed off I am right now. I'm about to explode, but for the sake of this radio's license, I am going to shut my mic off now and let these three continue on right now. Thank you for listening.
Oh, we love you, Jason. Okay, now let's explain why he's so upset. Oh, he just walked away.
He walked away.
He left the building. Wow.
JJ, here's the thing. Stafford wins when he has an elite defense behind him. In 2014, the Lions had a terrific defense, went to the playoffs. 2016, good defense, went to the playoffs. This year's Rams team has a very good defense. I agree. I don't think the Rams make the Super Bowl with any other quarterback if it's somebody else other than Stafford. I don't think they do it with Jared Goff, but I'm also not saying that he's 100% the reason they are going to the Super Bowl. That defense is lights out, very, very good. That's a huge part of why the Rams are going to the Super Bowl.
Of course, it takes a team, right?
Yes, it's a team. Always a team effort. That's why, even as elite as Matthew Stafford is, he could not win with a crappy Detroit Lions team.
Right.
He did not have the personnel with him. But that does not make him any less elite. The things he did with Detroit's crappy team made him an elite quarterback.
See, JJ holds the view that a lot of people in the NFL did outside of Detroit. When I used to venture outside of Detroit when I covered the games, people in the NFL, people outside of Detroit had a better view of Matthew Stafford than people inside of Detroit. So the fact that he made the Super Bowl doesn't surprise a lot of people outside of Detroit. Here in Detroit, though, it's a huge surprise. But his reputation always has been better outside of this city than it has been inside the city.
I just want to explain why Jason is so
upset. Okay, here we go. And Jason's mic is still off. Because prior to this segment, JJ and Jason were talking about the fact that JJ thinks that Matt Stafford is a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And that sent Jason
all
a Twitter.
If all my kids on the block were standing in line and I was picking my teammates, you know, like you used to do in the old days, old school, if Patrick Mahomes and Matthew Stafford were still left standing when my turn came to pick, I would pick Stafford over Patrick Mahomes as my quarterback to lead my team.
Mm. JJ, I love you. You know I love you. You're one of my favorite people in the world. Aww. 10 times out of 10, I pick Patrick Mahomes.
Thank you, Tony.
Oh, I thought your mic was off, Jason.
Stafford's a very good quarterback, no doubt about it. But Patrick Mahomes has done some things in his career that just elevate him above Matthew Stafford.
Did you watch the end of the game yesterday?
One game, Patrick Mahomes has been doing it for years now.
It's terrible.
Hello? He won the MVP. Hello, he's won a Super Bowl.
Oh, he's back.
Stay tuned. 2 weeks from now, we can say the same about Stafford.
Which brings up an interesting question here, guys. If Matthew Stafford wins the Super Bowl in 2 weeks, could we start talking about him with those three letters, HOF, Hall of Fame? Because he'll have as many Super Bowl titles as Aaron Rodgers, as Drew Brees, as Patrick Mahomes, and the numbers are comparable. Do we start talking about him if he wins in 2 weeks in that breath?
I've been talking about Stafford for 5 years. Yes, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. 100%.
The numbers are there. If he wins in 2 weeks, the numbers will be there.
Tom Brady, gone or not?
You know what? I thought up until yesterday, gone. But he's the type of guy that will say, you know what? These reports are false. I'm coming back, and make the media, Adam Schefter, the people who reported this, look goofy. So I think he's coming back. I really do. I think he's coming back.
I don't want to go back into our dark moment from earlier this morning, Jason, but Jason and I had a little disagreement earlier in the show. For those of you who weren't tuning in, I have always felt since his entry into the NFL that Matthew Stafford would be and has become an elite quarterback. Mm-hmm. Maybe certainly in the top 10 of all time.
Okay. And now the reason why Jason got so upset, I think Jason considers him elite, but you said that he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And that's the most ludicrous statement that I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, that's how good Matt Stafford is. Now, keep in mind a couple of things. Since Matthew
Stafford, Clay Aiken and Elton John are on the same level. They're both singers.
Come on now.
That's
really?
Jason, bad analogy. No.
Terrible.
Ridiculous.
Let's look at this. Since Matthew Stafford's rookie season in 2009, Lions receivers have led the NFL with 350 dropped passes. Matthew Stafford never had a running back. It's been his entire career has been on his own shoulders. He never had a running game to go back on.
Are you trying to convince me that Matthew Stafford is a good quarterback? Because I've been saying
no,
that
he's not good. I'm trying to convince you that he's an elite top 10 quarterback in the history of the game.
Top 10 is tough, man. He's never won a Super Bowl. If he wins a Super Bowl...
Neither is Aaron Rodgers. No, Aaron Rodgers won one.
Yes, Aaron Rodgers has won one. But Aaron Rodgers has also won multiple MVPs of the league.
Yeah.
Stafford hasn't.
Yes, and
Stafford did make it to the playoffs three times with the Lions. Didn't win.
Aaron Rodgers played with maybe one of the great football organizations in the history of the NFL.
There's no doubt.
And we have not been that at all.
Yeah.
So it's our Facebook question today. Are you happy to see Matt Stafford? Yeah, because there's a lot of haters in Detroit for Matt Stafford. Always has been.
Yeah. I know. I've been dealing with them. My dad and my brother, too, that come to my top of my mind right off the bat. I defend them every single time since 2009 when they took him with the first round. And the first pick, I've said from the beginning, great pick, good for the organization. And I've defended him since the beginning. But I have my limits. I understand how good he is. And, yes, I would say that he is a great quarterback. But to be an elite quarterback, you have to have won a Super Bowl.
Would you consider Barry Sanders an elite running back?
Barry Sanders holds all the records, yes.
Okay. Matthew Stafford has a lot of records,
too. Quarterback and running back are different.
You think Calvin Johnson is an elite receiver?
Yes. Calvin Johnson can catch anything.
He never went to a Super Bowl? Okay.
I'm not. Quarterback position is different from any other position on the football team. Period.
Another stat. In 166 games played, only 11 of those games was there a 100-yard rusher behind Matt Stafford.
I'm not saying that Matt Stafford is not a great quarterback. He'll be elite when he wins the Super Bowl, right? A quarterback is different. You have to win significant to be elite, an elite quarterback. You have to be winning significantly.
Hey, good morning. It's JJ and Joanne. Who's this?
Tony, how you doing?
Hey, Tony.
Good, Tony.
Do you really think Matthew Stafford is as good as Kansas City's quarterback?
Yes, Patrick Mahomes. Yes, I do.
Yeah, he does.
Well, let's take away all the numbers that he got with Megatron, because Megatron gave him all his stats. Why did they have to play a wild card game to go to the Super Bowl if they got the best defense in the league?
Oh, they should have been the number one seed. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, Stafford's got a lot of tools around him right now. I mean, my Lord, if that would have been Tom Brady back there or Ben, they wouldn't have been playing in the wild card game.
Mm-hmm.
He's not impressed. He's not impressed, Tony.
And he's not that good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not that good. That seems like a big statement. I think he's good.
He's definitely good.
He's really elite. Good.
He's even great.
Well, thanks for calling the ticket.
Hey, good luck with your problems.
All I'm saying is call us back in 2 weeks when Stafford's holding the trophy.
I think Cincinnati's going to hold it, but I'll call you back.
All right, good. Please do.
Have a great day.
Stay connected 24/7 with JJ and Joanne on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. 104.3 WOMC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.